This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, May 3rd. A spotty shower or thunderstorm may pop up this morning along with low-hanging clouds and elevated humidity. The high will be 83, cloudy and humid this evening with a low of 67. The weekend is shaping up to be rainy and humid. Thunderstorms may be heavy Saturday night. There's a near 100% chance of rain on Sunday. Highs both days will be in the upper 70s. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Here are today's headlines. The City Plan Commission could vote today on a compromise that would help residents in the Floral Farms community avoid future environmental problems like Shingle Mountain that once towered over their neighborhood. The City Plan Commission meets at 9 a.m. and is expected to vote on rezoning 522 acres in the southern Dallas neighborhood. The vote was twice delayed in March. Community members in the area desire zoning changes that would eliminate all industrial uses in the area and will spur construction of residential units and a community park in the neighborhood. However, that zoning request has encountered opposition from industrial businesses in the area that say they are being penalized. District 8 Commissioner Lori Davis Blair said new recommendations from staff are a compromise that satisfies the betterment of every side, including the residents and the businesses operating in the area. Because most of the area is in a floodplain, staff members recommended an agricultural use for undeveloped land west of South Central Expressway. They also suggested establishing residential zoning for existing residences to prevent non-residential development. Currently, the area's zoning allows heavy industrial manufacturing and industrial research in a historically agricultural neighborhood. In other news, multiple people, including children, were wounded in a shooting Wednesday in the western part of Fort Worth. Fort Worth Police spokesman Bradley Perez told reporters Wednesday night there were 6 gunshot victims. The oldest is 19, the youngest is 3. Police confirmed Thursday that 4 of the victims were minors. The shooting occurred in the 3600 block of Las Vegas Trail near Camp Bowie West Boulevard. Those shot were outside the location when a vehicle drove by. Officials believe either one person or multiple people inside the vehicle began firing at the victims. Investigators are still determining a motive, and officers are following leads to track the suspect vehicle. No arrests have been made in connection with the shooting, though officials don't anticipate any further danger to the community. Next up, Republican Senator Ted Cruz welcomed recent U.S. Coast Guard guidance that any non-disclosure agreements, including those signed by sexual assault victims, must allow information to be shared with Congress and other official investigators. Cruz said last month he had uncovered non-disclosure agreements that barred victims, subjects, and witnesses from speaking about investigations into the handling of sexual assault allegations. Cruz wrote in a letter to Admiral Linda Fagan, Commandant of the Coast Guard, that runs contrary to laws that prohibit such agreements from restricting communication with Congress. In the letter, Cruz denounced the practice and demanded answers. Cruz is the top Republican on the Senate Commerce Committee, which has jurisdiction over the Coast Guard. He said during a committee hearing Wednesday that his letter produced results. And in late summer, a section of the north side of the sprawling Wynwood Village will begin to give Oak Cliff shoppers an idea of what's to come. The 111,000-square-foot Target under construction has inspired more retailers to the center that has been a destination for Oak Cliff residents since 1949. There's no opening date yet for Target, but the coming-soon anchor store has inspired other retailers to commit to the property, according to Wynwood's owner, Brixmor Property Group, which plans to spend $44.8 million on this phase of Wynwood upgrades that started in 2023. In all, Brixmor plans to spend more than $72 million to improve the property over four phases, beginning in June 2018. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.